We're here at KSOM talking high school football. ACGC, a big win last week over Madrid, and they try to keep things going again this week as they take on Central Decatur in their homecoming game. Talking with head coach Cody Matheson now. And coach, obviously a big win over the Tigers, a non-district game, but it probably told you a lot about your football team, I bet.
Yeah, I think it was really good for our kids to be able to find out with all the distractions and everything going on, you know, the coverage and the game of the week and the game being built into what it was going to be, the potential of it. I guess, you know, I commend our kids for putting all those distractions aside, just focusing on the task regardless of who we played. Just execute, play at a high level and physical. I thought we played a really good game. Could have been a little bit cleaner game, but when we really put the puzzle pieces together at the end of the day, I felt like it was one of the most physical games that we played. And same thing, I think we executed at a very high level, something we haven't seen for the last, a couple games. So I think all in all, we're pretty pleased how we played. And so we hope to carry that momentum into this week, again, regardless of who we play. It's all about, like I said, execution and flying around, playing with your hair on fire and the physicality. So hopefully the momentum continues. We got really good games coming up to finish up the last half of the season here.
It was kind of a breakout game for Braxton Schneider for you. I mean, yep. He ran for nearly 200 yards on the ground. You know, mostly it had been Crawford and, you know, Fam, Tommy had done, Scram had, yep, done some pretty good things as well. But what can you say about Braxton and his football game? Because it must have been good to get the other running back going.
Yeah, well, actually, surprisingly, we made a change this week. We moved Schneider to fullback this week. So that obviously kind of keys in on the amount of carries that he had because we want to build everything around our fullback. So we went and evaluated Mount Air and the Mount Air film. And when we really break down our offense and you think about how things are ran, everything runs to the fullback. So if you can soften up the inside, then you're able to run outside with Crawford, and he's dangerous on the outside. So on Friday against Mount Air, in that close game, we had, I believe, 23 carries for 65 yards on the inside, and about three yards, if not somewhere right around there, 3 yards a carry. And they didn't ever have to load the box, and then they were able to defend the option, and we struggled running outside. So we have to get people to respect the inside. So Braxton, as you've gotten to know him over the last, you know, couple of years, if not this year, a little bit more, he's kind of a hard-headed guy who seeks out contact. So Ryder Klein has been on the defensive side for us. He's been way improved from his sophomore to junior year. He's a great open field tackler. He's a state qualifying wrestler. We felt like he would be pretty complimented in that running back position because we've seen him carry the football. He's had some really big plays that he's been able to do, so he's shown us a lot. And so, you know, he put stuff on film. He executed at a high level, so we figured, you know what, let's put Ryder Klein out of that strong halfback position. He's more of a critical thinker in regards to Braxton. So they're two different people. They're both good athletes, but Braxton, if he has an open field block, he's going to headhunt, and he's not going to break down. He's trying to kill somebody, and he whiffs sometimes, or that's what happens. Ryder is a really good open space, you know, good on his feet wrestler, and doesn't have that quite mindset of just wanting to go kill. He's going to be more of a, I'm going to break down, I'm going to get you open space, I'm going to take you where you want to go. So they both do the job. They just complemented each other in different ways, and so we figured, okay, if that's a personality that Ryder has on the football field, I think that can translate to being successful. And then putting Braxton at that fullback position. And so right away, you know, Braxton at fullback ran a play out inside the tackles and busted it for 56 yards. So, you know, he runs physical, but he brings another element to the table of speed that we've been able to see. And so what we did was it softened up the inside, him having 25 carries for 198 yards, whatever it was. And then Joe was able to get some freedom on the outside. And so I'm not so sure, watch the film, that Madrid didn't think that we didn't have what we had on the interior and didn't have to load the box. And so their scheme was maybe a little different, anticipating having a different fullback in there. But yet we plugged in Braxton, and I think it worked.
clearly, he ran for 198, so clearly he worked. So Did you make any changes on defense with Ryder now moving there, or is he's still going to go both ways?
Yeah, he ended up this technically would be his first full start both ways. He did rotate for Brexton here and there on the offensive side, but we started him at outside linebacker. Brexton, that was a big concern though too. I mean, that's all stuff that has to go into it. Was how is our conditioning going to be? Mount Air, you could really tell that we only played 5.5 quarters for the first 3 weeks. We were falling apart really bad in the third and fourth quarter with our cramps and just our conditioning. You can condition all you want and you can do everything in practice, but at the end of the day, replicating that stuff in games and getting that game type conditioning really, I guess defeats all. But we took a whole different approach into our conditioning and kind of took a nutritional approach and did some different things throughout the week and then really stressed it. And we had zero cramps on Friday, which was big. We kept our guys on the field. And, Brexton played a little bit bigger role. He goes from carrying the ball, 7, 8 times a game, sometimes 5 to 25 times. We were a little concerned of, is he going to be able to play high-level defense and fly around like his mentality is? And so same thing with Ryder, blocking every single play on offense, having to play 40 to 50 snaps on offense to just playing, 100 to 120 snaps both ways. So, and he was on kickoff. He was recovering fumbles on kickoff, things like that. So our kids were put in pressure situations. They're worn down, but they really stepped up, which is what you want to see at the end of the day, really.
And on what else stood out for you defensively? I think Christensen had a big game for you. Tell me about that and other things that stood out for you defensively.
Well, I think our defense has been very overshadowed with our offense and the things we do and the success that our offense has been having. But, our defense is giving up, I think, 8 points a game right now, which is something that we're really proud of. Mount Air scored 20, and I think we had 130 yards we gave up in that game in total offense, and one was on a 55-yard pass. Again, our defense is really doing a good job of swarming and flying around. We have a really good defensive front. I'll touch base on Charlie Christensen, as that's who you mentioned. He had 10.5 tackles, but he was making plays at 4 yards every single time, and he was sticking his nose in the run game and getting involved. And when you see a kid like that, I think he's hungry. He's had a lot of injuries. He's had an ACL surgery that he's coming off of, and he's had to sit out of wrestling seasons and football and things like that. And this is his big opportunity to finally be healthy, and so you can tell he's really just chomping at the bit, and he's really taking advantage of that. Jack Sheeter and our guys up front, Carter Richter, they had big games. I mean, those are big kids that are tough to block with a lot of experience. Jack obviously being 6'3", 6'4", 285 pounds is going to be a little bit out of shape just because of how his body is built, but you can really see that now we're in week 4, week 5, week 6, he's really starting to get in that game type conditioning. His motor's running at a higher level, and so I really like where we're at on the defensive side right now. And then now we got to go play Central Decatur, who's going to throw the ball everywhere. We played Madrid, who completed maybe 2-3 passes, and now a team that's probably going to throw it 60 times on Friday.
Yeah, so that leads me to my next question about Central Decatur. I mean, it's been a rough season for them, but you got some big games coming up with HSTW and Riverside. So what's the key for you to tell your boys, hey, you can't overlook anybody. Yeah. You just got to focus on the next one.
I think that's the key. You could come. You could tell them the same thing that I will is, hey, don't overlook these guys, because that's about all you could do is I think that at that point in time is the culture takes over and the philosophy of our kids takes over of making sure that, we're going to focus on being 1-0. And I know a lot of people say that. It's a cliche. Coaches always say, focus on being 1-0 every week. Focus on the task at hand. Don't look ahead. But I think those opportunities are easy to speak on, but they aren't portrayed until the culture is set of, we're going to execute at a high level. It's an opportunity for us to get better. And we can't sit here and just beat ourselves till we're blue in the face of that, those comments. So our kids understand it's an opportunity. I think one thing that we really try to hit home with our kids this week, and we talked yesterday in practice, is it's an opportunity and it's a faceless opponent regardless of who we play, the execution and then the things we put at hand. But also these opportunities are running out for your seniors. I mean, you have 3 opportunities right now that are guaranteed with 3 football games. You have 1 more guaranteed opportunity after Friday night. This is your last homecoming of your career. Just take it all in and soak it all up and make sure that, these opportunities are ones you just kind of, brushed off and didn't take advantage of. And so I think there's some ways to build in the motivation of, you know, focus on the task at hand, and we can have some fun and fly around and give everybody an opportunity who's coming back to the game for homecoming to put on a show.
And you mentioned Central Decatur. How do you feel about your pass defense and what they have and how you match up against that?
Well, we've made the change this year, and I think we talked preseason about how our pass defense has been a weakness of ours or something, our Achilles heel, and so we really put an emphasis on making adjustments this year and having some reevaluations. So we ran a whole different set than what we ran last year. We ran the two high safeties with Kinnick Freilich and Charlie Christian up top, and then our two corners who returned from last year. So if you remember last year and years prior, it was Tommy Scram and Joe Crawford on the outside, and Jathan South ran a one high safety look. We ran our 4D linemen, and then we had two inside linebackers with Ben Franzine and Xander Harwood, and then Tatum Bates and Brexton Schneider played outside linebackers. So we ran a 4-4-3 look. Now we're running a 4-3-4, which complements our defensive line of knowing that they're able to hold their own, and we have linebackers that are able to fly around. And we're a little bit in a different position where now we have two high safeties. So that safety is not isolated, and we're not shading. We always have, you know, we play a cover four look per se. So, you know, we play quarters, 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the field. And so what that's allowed us to do is to keep hopefully everything in front of us and let our linebackers play a little bit more shallow flats. And if they do want to dump it off, you know, so be it. You know, if they want to throw the ball 5-6 yards every time, then we just got to rally. But it's the deep ball that we got to really be prepared for. They have a quarterback who loves to throw the ball around. Our D-line is going to be really focused on getting a lot of pressure and getting off blocks. But again, you know, our goal is to get that quarterback running for his life and rally to the football if he does decide he wants to tuck and go. But everything, we got to keep everything in front of us and let our athletes be athletes. And then you just got to make plays on the 50-50 balls, because sometimes that's what you're going to do, and sometimes you're gonna have it, sometimes you're not. So I think, you know, the execution of high-pointing the ball in practice, making sure we're going up and we're not, you know, having a bad, I guess, misjudgment of where that ball is going to fall. It's kind of like rebounding in basketball. You know, you can anticipate where it's going, but sometimes that ball bounces off that rim and you got to be, you know, in a good box out position or in an opportunity to have that the leverage to go get the loose ball. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now with this type of team. So you know, it two contrasts of styles. You know, you got a team who's going to run the ball 60 times a game, a team's going to throw the ball 60 times a game. So we'll find out which philosophy is better, I guess, at the end of the day. So,
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck this week against Central Decatur. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Appreciate you.
Cody Matheson, head coach for ACGC football, with us here on KSOM.